On the cover, we see Alpha from behind as he is walking away from a trash can containing his hero costume. A poster plastered to the wall features Speed Demon and says, "Obey." A blurb in the corner asks the question, "Has Cursed Mirror been broken?" The title reads, "Cornfield Chaos, Issue Number 3, Betrayed Bonds." This issue starring Flaxen, Unraveling Before Your Eyes, Cursed Mirror, A Reflection Given Life, Survivor, He'll Do What It Takes, and Copycat, Out of Time, Out of Patience. So you get a make out with Ron in the stacks. Thomas, how you feeling?
Thomas is some sort of way. Because at least true to form, Alice is still not single. However, Alice is not single, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And making out, well, not right in front of you, but kind of right in front of you because you're creeping along the top shelves.
Right in front
shelves.
Of your hidden salad.
Right in front of your hidden salad.
I think, like, there's a panel of, like, it's sort of like a wide view, but it's, like, vertical rather than horizontal, and it's just the makeout session, and then, like, a long, like, drawing up the bookshelf to Thomas perched at the top, just looking very disappointed at the top. Just hunched over like a creature.
Poor baby boy. So I imagine at some point you stop making out because you invited all your friends to meet you here.
Yeah. All right. Planning. If I send you a signal, just run any direction as fast as you can. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, it won't take me long to just get right back here.
I know you probably don't believe me, but I want you to be safe.
I think he kind of like, are you still like holding hand? I don't know.
She's like, holding both of his hands and like not looking up at him.
Yeah, he like squeezes your hand and he's like, "No, I believe you. That's always been our number one thing, staying safe.
I want to keep you safe from him, Speed Demon."
Oh, he's not that. I mean, he's bad to you.
He's erased so many minds.
Have you ever told him that he's erased his? Has Lynx?
Lynx hasn't, no. He's erased your mind. All the missions you pull with us, he tries to erase mine. I don't know why it doesn't work, but
he's erased my mind before? Why?
We're all villains.
No, we're doing the right thing. It's for the greater good.
I mean, we hit a cloak super sub. And they're, stranded it on like, the beach to steal whatever's in it.
They're like super bad.
Yeah, but my dad killed people while he was at it.
He doesn't.
Hey, Lily, is Alpha nearby?
I think Alpha comes out of the bathroom, changed into his superhero garb. The garb of the cursed mirror.
I don't think she's gonna see you as she says this next part as she's trying to emphasize to Ron how bad he is. You don't think he's that bad? You remember when I went to Georgia? You remember when Lynx went to Georgia? You know why it happened? You know why my dad had to get me away?
I thought you just wanted to get some city experience.
No, he killed the Ronalds. He killed them, not because they were interfering what? With him. Not because he killed them because they annoyed him, and then he blamed it on a gas leak.
What?
Alpha?
No, my.
I'm sorry.
My parents?
I'm sorry, she didn't tell. Yes.
No, they died in a gas leak.
In an art gallery, right?
Yeah, they.
He drained them. He drained their vitality because your dad was talking too loud.
No, that they died in a gas leak.
I'm so sorry, Alpha. I didn't want to.
I don't even know your dad. What?
Speed demon. I'm Speed Demon's kid.
I don't. What is up with you today, Lynx?
I'm. Oh, that's a whole different story.
You call me. You sound all weird. You're nothing like you were yesterday or since I've met you. What? And now you're talking about.
She's gone. Okay.
How loud did you say you're Speed Demon's kid?
I'm not yelling because my roommates are asleep. But
yeah, it's you saying that Kale is going to pop the ventilation vent open and just slither into the scene.
This isn't funny.
I know. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm sorry, Alpha. But I'm from another timeline, like, where your parents are still alive. Thomas is one of our friends. Like, I don't. She taking her sweater off, like, to her arms. I don't look like this. Speed Demon did something to my dad to ruin it all, and now he's an evil twink. And I'm sorry, Lynx never told you about your parents, but some point last night, my mind replaced hers. That's why I've been acting differently. I just have snippets of her memory. I don't know if it hurt.
Alpha is just silently fuming.
I have a way to get back at him and to hopefully make everything right. But we need Thomas here. And we need to get into Spriggan.
Who the hell is Thomas?
You want to get into his stronghold?
From the top of the bookshelf, Thomas is like, what do you want me for?
She looks up to you, sees you. Some relief goes up. My radar is gone, but if I can get it back, I can get my dad out of Speed Demon's head for long enough to get into the trauma pod.
Also, what's that? And he'll point over at Kale.
That's... Oh my god.
You point over at Flaxen, the tentacle barbs, who is, you know, there's a set of tentacles that are, like, rearing up at you, like the cat hand, ready to just swat. But there's some with eyes that are pointed at Alpha, some that are pointed at Lynx, going, fear not, Snackbringer. We will get the revenge we all seek. For the child of Speed Demon is the key.
I hate that.
What, you believe this shit too?
Do you not? Do you not want a better future? Do you not want one where...
Come here, you start lying to me about my parents.
Alpha, you and I are more alike.
I'm not lying to you. Alpha. The timeline wasn't great, but you had your parents. Flaxen had their parents. I had my parents. Thomas had a decent parent. I don't know what your relationship was with her, but she seemed to care about you. We had family. We had friends. Why would I lie to you about that?
Alpha doesn't answer. I think he's frozen.
Well, you could lie Because you want something from us.
I want your help.
Thomas, would you like to pierce the mask?
I would. I have terrible bonuses to that right now.
Hell yeah.
Yes, because you are angry.
Yeah.
And not very mundane.
Yeah. Alright, let's roll this. Okay, 5, 7, 8. Minus 2 because I'm angry, so that's 6, plus 1 because of mundane, so that's 7.
Hey! You can ask one. What are you really planning? What do you want me to do? What do you intend to do? How could I get your character to blank? How could I gain influence over you?
What are you really planning?
You see a determination in Alice's eyes, and you can see that even despite like the eyes being like cat-like, it's still Alice. I think you can see that she's planning on stirring up some shit. And getting to that trauma pod no matter what it takes. But she is planning, she's going to choose violence.
I think you can also, like, as a freebie, you can tell that this is your Alice. Mm-hmm. Like, you are sure of that now. Whether or not you were before, you know that this is your Alice, and what she had said about Spriggan matches up with your memories of the night before.
Vendetta Black did something, and I want to chase after her. I'm not going to ask any of you to follow me because I don't know if it's a one-way trip or like if it was just erasing me from the timeline or something. But I need to get my dad's back. I need to get Heather back. I need to get Kyle back. I need to get Cora back. I need to get Rain back.
Does Speed Demon need to live for you to get them back?
Yes, he feels the trauma pod.
Hey, Flaxen, how do you feel about your dad? How do you feel? Not how do you feel about your dad? We all know it's really creepy. How do you feel about your dad being brought up?
My dad being back? You can do that. You can bring him back.
I can
give him back to me, and then I can go back. No, I can't go back. I am the monster.
It will never have happened if I'm successful.
But you can give him back. And that's like the one track thing that's just going to constantly loop very faintly in the back of everybody's heads at the moment, as that's the main thought being broadcast from the heart.
I can give him back. I need my powers there. I need my radar. Do you remember when we first fought?
Ah, you want me to do that again?
Yes, I want you to Baja Blast my ass, as it were.
And without hesitation, Flaxen lashes out. You've got tentacles around arms holding you out in the T-pose, mm-hmm. Tentacles around the neck, and just two of the eye stalks come forward. With the tendrils hanging out just slightly by the corners of your eye, and a blast goes through.
Shannon,
what should I roll for that?
I think it's gonna be Lynx rolling, and then Flaxen is giving a bonus.
All right. Yeah,
Or you can unleash two. Who cares?
Well, with the bonus, it would be a 7 because it was 2 + 3 + 1, 6. So if you want to spin that team, or I could spin it selfishly, but if you want to spin that team by using your powers.
Yeah, because what you're trying to do, what Flaxen's trying to do, isn't hard to do. Like, you just get to do it. Like, you know? So that's kind of was my reasoning. But if you want to roll instead of doing the team thing, we can do that.
It's one of these things where they're just sitting there ready to take the brunt of a thing, but I'm trying to blast something targeted at them,
mm-hmm.
which is...
Yeah, go ahead and roll to unleash.
I've got a 9 here.
All right.
Okay. So, you do it.
Actually, that's 9 on die. I forgot I need to add freak.
Oh, baby. And...
Oh, yeah, my freak's a 3. That's a 12.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Hell yeah.
Okay, so we'll say that Flaxen successfully breaks your implant, and we'll say that since you did not succeed, because you got a 6,
mm-hmm.
are you going to spend your single point of team?
Is this to... sit like reactivated things.
Something will happen in regards to your powers based on this role.
I think she is going to spend the point of team selfishly to shift her freak up to 2 and save shift freak up and savior down.
How your actions ignore or insult your teammates.
Could I do it? As she's doing it, she's trying to focus on Flaxen so much that as soon as it pops in, she gloms onto the psychic blast. It hits Flaxen back with memories of her comforting Kale in the pool. So Flaxen can see like her other self, their other self. Like, same age, just never eldritch horrified.
Hey, Flaxen.
Mm-hmm?
Do you feel like that would make you take a powerful blow, seeing what you could have been, and seeing you being loved by someone who's basically a sister, who calls you cousin and best friend, and seeing your family alive?
Yes, I do, Shannon. And that is completely terrible that I did. I rolled a 12.
Oh,
I have no conditions.
No. Yep. So you rolled a 12?
There is a god.
Double 6, yes.
So you must remove yourself from the situation or lose control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way.
or choose two options.
From the 7 to 9.
I'm going to lose control of myself and my powers because that is just... that is what I could have been. I'm going to unravel a little bit more. And there's already psychic blasts going on and flailing of tentacles for the powers to activate. And yeah, have you ever stood in a Cuisinart blender?
I don't think anyone can answer that with an affirmative.
Yes.
To use the point of team, you blasted not Kale with the Kale memories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that gets you up to a 7.
Yep.
Do you want to mark a condition, or would you like me to tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary?
I'm going to mark angry.
All right. So I do think that initially it's just so much. Everything, it's more than you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the people you have connections to that you're feeling. It's not just Thomas, which is really probably the only one that you would think that you would have a connection to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more, and it's not, it is still confined to the library, but it's just a lot all at once. Yeah. But you're fine. Like,
well,
you're not fine.
Cuisinart blender.
Yeah. But yeah, so you're just, you're hit with a big sensory overload of more than you're used to.
Oh, fuck.
And then you're hit by the Cuisinart blender that is Flaxen. Do you want to go into more detail? Of you losing control of yourself or your powers in a terrible way, or just Cuisinart blunder?
So Flaxen just starts shifting their flesh. It goes from what's wrapped around you, it hardens into like a crab-like carapace, it shifts into, you know, rope, it goes back into the tentacles that it was, they loop together to try to form some semblance of a physical humanoid form that is what was shown, and then there's a longingful look in the eye as everything, because when it goes to that humanoid form, it comes off of your neck and it's semi-kale, hands on your shoulders, looking you in the eye, like they're lost, but they've missed you, but they recognize you now as you. And then they explode back into the foosh ball of pain. Just taloned tentacles shooting off in spherical directions, and whomever and whatever is in the way needs to dodge or defend as they go out to like 6 feet in all directions.
Hey, Alice, can you go ahead and take a powerful blow?
Sure, boy, howdy.
I think that counts. I think that's
a 7.
All right, choose one. For Ooh. Once, you have teammates around you. You can lash out verbally.
Tonight really is oops all powerful blows.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is. I think she's going to get slammed against a bookshelf by one of the tentacles. And she's going to catch Alpha's eye as all this is happening. Alpha's actually going to say, I'm not lying to you. You need to fucking get over yourself. And recognize that he's a threat, and I'm going to take advantage of my influence to inflict a condition on Alpha.
Damn! Alright, so that means you lose influence over Alpha.
Are you going to just keep working on that stupid webcomic all your life, or are you going to stand up and be a hero?
Damn.
Would that count as hurting someone?
Yeah. I think
the biggest of oofs.
Hmm. Okay.
So are you taking advantage of your influence to do it? Or are you just...
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So you no longer have influence over Alpha.
Yep.
And which condition does that make you feel, Alpha?
Anger.
Yep. All right.
We are going into this very good.
And Alice is getting rid of her anger.
Yeah.
There's a bit of a role reversal here.
Mm.
Now Alpha is the one being lashed out at for no reason.
What did I do?
Yep. All right. So
you still have loving parents.
I'll tell you because Link says, are you going to just stand up and be a hero? I think he stands up and walks away.
Damn.
Asked and answered. Hello, it's Cho, your friend, your pal. Anyway, this is the middle, and we are going to be having a trailer from Dancer of Tales after I get done with this little thing. Also, thank you for listening to March Masters with us. We are on the second week, and we are on the third part of Cornfield Chaos. This was a very great miniseries and continuation from Cornfield Cryptids, and it only leads to better and better stuff. God, I've had so much fun playing Mask since September. Like, legitimately, I did not think that we would have over years worth of Mask content. But we do, and it is glorious, even like with much Masters going on. Anyway, also, if you're listening to this, I know you like games. So go check out the Kickstarter for Interstitial 2nd Edition. I am not sponsored, but it's a lovely game. Riley is a lovely person. And if you're listening to this on the day of the episode releasing, you have 9 days left to back it. And if you're not,
You have till the 23rd of March to back it. It's already past its goals. They are at the stretch goal for pins now. So yeah, just throw some money down. Get a pin. Get a book. Maybe put a community copy down for someone who's less fortunate. Anyway, here's Dan's Dread Tales for spooky stuff. Bye.
Hey listener, what if I told you there was an actual play tabletop horror RPG podcast you could listen to right now? Oh hey, no need for that language. You'll be back to your show in a second. Daniel's Dread Tales has got more angry clockwork wives, murderous abominations, and horrific circumstances than you could ever want, and you can find it right here on the Imaginary Broadcast Network. It's as real as you want it to be.
I'm not sure what happens mechanically there.
Well, a little bit before that, you have to dodge some tentacles.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
This is actually happening as he walks away.
Yeah.
He just trips over.
Or get hit by tentacles. If you want to get hit by tentacles, everybody can have some powerful blows.
Everyone gets a powerful blow. You get a powerful blow.
I'll dodge. I'll try and dodge.
There's not really a dodge. I guess you can defend yourself.
Defend, yeah.
Directly engage a threat, unleash powers.
And
I do have heightened physical abilities, so that would be an unleash your powers, I think.
Yeah, hold okay, on. Yeah.
Dodge.
I was about ready to just let you do it.
Classic well, game. I mean, if there's a free pass, I'll take the free pass.
I mean,
take the free pass.
I was gonna
come on,
like,
directly engage a threat, resist and avoid my blows.
No, if you want to unleash your powers, or if you just want to do it, because like you're already like, fuck this bitch, walking away.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna do it. Like, I think that makes the most sense narratively.
Yep, no potential for Alpha.
Yeah.
Which Alpha should have 3 potential.
That's a good point, because of the whole we just played 3 sessions thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so Thomas.
So there's tentacles happening, huh?
Yeah, there's some tentacles happening. How do you feel about it?
Probably instinctively at this point, Thomas is going to like see the tentacle situation happening and grab the nearest bookshelf and try to slam it down on Flaxen to make the tentacling stop.
All right.
Just bury Flaxen in books.
Directly engages a threat.
We are doing good at this game tonight.
Welcome to the bad timeline. It's PvP.
I thought it was going to be emotional PvP, like, versus me, but nope.
Cool. So that's directly engaging a threat. I don't think this is in a terrifying way, though.
No.
So that is technically a 4.
There's no technical about it. That's just a 4.
Uh-huh.
There's no team left. Yep. That is a failure. You get another potential.
Oh, okay, actually, that was 3, so yeah, it was even worse.
Yep. Mark potential.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you get hit by some tentacles. You want to take another powerful blow?
Let's do exactly that.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I got 3 conditions, so this will be good, maybe.
How it started, how it's going.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a grand total of 6.
Oh, hey! Mark potential! You stand strong!
Speed running.
Oh my god.
You stand strong. You weather the blow.
Let's see if we can get another advancement in this same session.
Yep. All right. Alpha's leaving. Kale just did that. Flaxen, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas gets knocked around a bunch.
Flaxen's gonna assess the situation. Kind of float backwards from Lynx and go, "You're not you, but you're better than you. I'll be back. The snack bringer must be tended to." And doesn't even go it back up into the HVAC to hunt down where Alpha went. Just full on through the library, through the normies. Where is the snack bringer?
Some people are fine with it, and some people are like, ah!
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it phases Flaxen at all at this point.
And they are very blinders on singular focused.
Mm-hmm.
They have a better ally in this now.
Yep. I mean, you find Alpha before he leaves the library. Alpha, where are you at?
I think there's a little corner in the library, like behind one of the shelves, where kind of where they sort the books, you know, like right by the vent. No one really goes there. And he's just sitting there, you know, back against the shelf, sketching. Still in costume.
So it takes a bit, but the whooshing of the tentacles going by happens once, twice, and then whoosh, scratch, and then little click-clacks as they inch their way over to you.
He doesn't really look up, he just says, "Hi."
"Are you good there, Snackbringer? You've been a good one. You seem to have been troubled."
"I'm fine."
"Worry not. It will get better. You will have all the good things. At least you weren't shown lies about another world. You have many talents and abilities, and your penchant for fantastical worlds of other characters within are a glorious trait to be had. Who knows, you could be drawing an alternate version of Carcosa where everything is bubbly." And one of the eyes squirrels over to look at what you're sketching.
He kind of flips it over and hides it.
"Mm. Great works must be hidden, that is right. And you should not be so forlorn about yourself. Because you are not alone in all this. We all have been impacted by that monstrous speed. And no matter what the bait says, they are just that. Bait for the works of revenge. And you are able to rise above it with a much more wholesome lifestyle than what we have all had. I would love..."
"Don't patronize me."
"I'm not patronizing you. I wish I could be in your shoes. In a form that isn't monstrous. That scares the outgoing. There is a cute jock in here. Sadly, he is a jock and dumb and just a meat sack. But I wish I could be a part of the world that he is. Part of the world that you are in. Because you have parental figures who love and support you. I may have my grandmother who raises me and loves me. But you have the opportunity of being in the world that I wish I could be in."
"You keep saying all this shit about other worlds and timelines, and it just doesn't make any sense."
"It doesn't have to.
What does that mean?
I don't know, But all I know is that in the great works of the Yellow King, anything is plausible. Everything can happen. There's many things that could be. But what I know it's not to be is that whatever other worlds the bait is talking about aren't the world that we are in. Because this is our truth. And no matter what they say, they are kind of wrong. For they are the son of Speed Demon. And I am doing my best to try to comfort them.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, do you want to roll your comforter support?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to use my move, Wish I Could Be. So I use my freak instead of my mundane.
Nice.
I love that.
Oh, shit.
And I think you have definitely fulfilled the qualifiers for that.
That's a grand total of 5.
You rolled double ones?
I've got double sixes today and now double ones.
Oh, mark, yeah. Potential.
Let's fucking go.
There's not a miss condition on this, so, and also it's against a player character, so Alpha, you can take it how you want to.
I think.
So yeah, it would have been cool to clear your condition, and you know,
I don't
do
think
stuff.
That would have happened. I don't think that would have happened if I'm being honest. You keep telling me how to feel. I wish you would stop.
I can stop. And I will stop. Out of respect for you, Stack. Just know that you don't have to if you don't want to. And you will have an ally. Whatever path you choose, for you have been good to me.
Even if all of this was real, what happens to me? Do I just go back to my parents? If all this stuff about timelines is real, and we fix the timeline or whatever, does that mean that my parents come back?
I think that is bold assumptions from somebody who wants to lash out. Maybe it gets fixed and things get undone. Maybe the people we lost come back. I would appreciate that. But I don't think they have it in them. But if they're wanting to go back to fix things, I think you could go too.
I can't.
Why not? They say they have this trauma pod. Who says it can't be ridden more than once? Who says it has to be Speed Demon's trauma? We could make Lynx the battery for it.
And what does that mean?
I don't know. This trauma pod stuff is new to me. They say they've seen this before. They say it is at Spriggan. But I have not left the library except on small excursions with you. The trip to Lurves was rather exciting.
I'm happy here.
And you should be. It is good to you here. Now, I must scold the bait for hurting you. And you were not hurt from me today, have you?
No.
That is good. That is a good part of today. We must figure out what this Thomas is and why they are important. All I can tell is they try to push shelves.
Now probably is a good time to roll my obligations, I feel like.
Yeah, we were supposed to do it like way earlier at the beginning of the session, but
Oh no,
what did you get?
2 ones.
Oh no.
A 5.
Love it.
So go ahead and mark potential. for your little miss. Oh no, why did Catboy Lynx get moved up? Okay, sorry. Oh man, and I choose what happens, huh? It's
two of them bite me in the butt.
Two of them biting you in the butt? Damn.
Yep.
7 to 9
is one, but on a miss, it's two.
So I'm going to say, so you have your sketchbook.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that you notice at this point that one of Flaxen's tentacles did swipe the next chapter for your webcomic.
They stole it?
No, they didn't steal it. They destroyed it on accident.
Accident.
Yep. See, whenever you were running away.
Scrambling through the pieces.
See,
there are no pieces.
The chapter wouldn't
there.
Have been destroyed if somebody didn't make me freak out.
Well, someone would have made you freak out if you just...
All right, cat fight. Are we gonna fight out of character now too?
All right, you guys. All right, you guys. Calm
Get
down.
Into
calm
a
down.
Cat fight Tight with ship. Lynx.
She's feeling catty today.
And that was my joke, you son of a bitch.
Oh, come on, Lynx. Don't be such a pussy.
Hey.
There's a person who ran away.
All right, so yeah, you just now noticed that the chapter you had been working on is fucking gone. You don't know where it is, but it had been there prior to meeting up with your friends.
Shit! I gotta go. And he gets up and bolts.
Okay. Where are you going?
I guess home. I mean, he goes to change first, but he goes home.
Okay. All right. After you change on your way home, your phone starts to ring.
Shit. And he kind of fumbles into his pocket and he nearly drops his phone and he brings it to his ear and he, what's up? Hi.
Hi, is this, do you have a last name? Or I guess rather, what is your last name? What last name do you use?
I guess Ronalds, I mean.
Okay. Hi, is this Alpha Ronalds?
Yep, that's me.
This is blah, blah, blah. From blah, 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 the fancy art school that you had applied to?
With Chicago art school or something?
Sure. Chicago doesn't exist. It's Dankrip City.
Dankrip City!
Dankrip?
All right, I don't know my lore.
D-O-U! Yeah.
Bong noises on the other side of the...
whatever. This is... blah 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 from fancy art school. That's the name of the school. It's in fancy Illinois.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, thank you. There were some troubles with your application. It looks like you didn't submit everything. You didn't submit your personal statement, which is really the most important thing that we need from you.
And he's like walking home, like speed walking home, fiddling through his little sketchbook. No, it's gone. Well, the chapter's gone. Is the whole sketchbook gone or just the
chapters? I think just the most recent like chapter. Yeah. So like what you needed to post tomorrow?
A few
is
like the
gone.
Outline of that is gone.
Yeah. So all the work you've put into it today.
So I think he also uses his sketchbook for like other stuff. Mm-hmm. Including like if he needs to write something. So he's flipping through that and he's like, oh shoot. What was that again? What were the requirements for that?
The personal statement. It's about who you are as a person, who you wanna be.
Right.
It's an essay that you write to tell us who you are, and that's what That's really one of the bigger factors of, I know you had already gotten your exception letter, but that was before we realized that was really an administrative flaw. We really need that personal statement before you can really be accepted to our school.
Need a personal statement, guys. I totally need it.
I'm reading you here need... it says, get wrecked, Alpha, get fucked, get styled on nerd.
Get figure dunked out, on, idiot.
Figure I'm out
looking
who...
forward to it this week. Sorry, I just read in chat. Chell said, you didn't submit your webcomic chapter this week. I was really looking forward to it. I'm sorry. I just... it caught me off guard and I started laughing. What's the deadline for that?
It's already passed, but we will give you an extension since there was that clerical error. A week from tomorrow.
Okay. I'll submit that on the website.
Yes, that's preferable.
For some reason, I mailed all the rest of the stuff.
Yeah. Do you feel any sort of way about your acceptance into college being a clerical error? Just checking.
I guess panic. I don't know. I mean, I thought I was good.
I didn't. I mean, like a condition.
What's the closest to panic? I guess afraid.
I was going to say maybe insecure could be a thing.
Maybe insecure. Yeah, let's do that.
You make your way home. You finish this conversation with blah, blah, blah. That's his God-given name.
And let's put that in the NPC sheet.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah from blah, fancy, blah. Fancy blah, art blah, blah. School. Yeah. Yeah, Bob blah blah.
Bob
blah 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 blah.
Bob blah blah
blah blah blah.
Bob blah blah.
All right.
B-L-O-B-L-A-W.
So what? What I planned on ending this with you guys together, like getting ready to like plan whatever. No. So I don't know.
You thought it would go differently?
Yeah. I guess Alpha left. What? How? How's it back at the library? I guess. Let's see. Let's check in with you guys.
Thomas is laying on the floor. He got tentacled. He watched the analyst make out with someone. He woke up in the worst place and he's had a day.
I guess Alpha made his choice.
Thomas just laying on the ground near you. And
Alpha has written himself out of this.
I think she's going to scoot over to Thomas, like slowly scooting. Hey, you look rough.
Thomas just gives Annalise a look that she's probably never seen Thomas give before, and it's like a genuine, like, are you being, like, for real with me right now? Like, you can't tell?
Sorry, that was insensitive. I didn't expect all that to happen, and I'm... being honest, I think we can fix this, but...
how are we going to fix this?
If we just follow Black back, wherever Vendetta Black went, and... I'll beat her up if I need to, like, she did something. If she went back in time... We can go back and stop her from doing whatever she did. There's like a whole, at least 18 years between now and then. If she went to like his brain or something, I don't know how that would make sense.
You have a flash drive.
Oh, fuck, I have a flash drive. Dadford.
All right.
She's gonna.
Everything that mattered to me is gone, so let's just do whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter.
To you, my precious baby.
It doesn't matter. Boy. Slash pause instead of it, instead of slash neg.
Mm-hmm.
She looks down. We're gonna get everyone back. We're gonna make sure Alpha has a better home life this time.
Okay.
Okay. Insert
just the real dejected okay.
Yeah. Insert the flash drive. Is there a computer, like into an iPad or computer?
It's a
hold on.
It's a library. Hold on.
Let me.
It's a
go to the.
No, sorry. Just go to a regular ass computer. It's a library. Yeah. There are computers to use.
She goes to
if
regular.
If I fold
ass
the
computer.
Pages of this book this way, you can insert a flash drive.
As much as I love your math, not right now.
Whatever.
Dadford gave up a lot for this. I don't know if he's still himself.
It doesn't matter. You just have to do what you're gonna do.
Yeah, sure. Flash drive, insert. What's do?
So it's actually very similar to his MFA fob in Good Timeline, where like it uses your thumb to your thumbprint to
verify.
Yes. And it is this version of Alice's thumbprint.
Oh wow, her mechanical thumbprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it probably uses like your like a mechanical signature versus a thumbprint. I didn't think that through. Yeah.
Licks it.
Because he did have the information on that. Everything is pretty organized. He has a lot of files in there, and they're all like folders. So there's like a timeline folder, and there's an implant schematics folder, and there's a bunch of other folders. I have to turn the page to.
All right.
There's one called Revenant. There's one called Smiles Per Hour's Major Enemies / Possible Threats. Smiles Per Hour's Major Allies. There's one called Time Machine Theories. There's one that's called just July 13th, 2069. There's one that is Alice's bio parents.
I never knew them. You know? Didn't think I would need to. Because my dad's always enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, I know. Like, there's probably more, but that's all the stuff that I'm gonna list off.
Time machine theories.
Okay, so basically he wrote out, this is just like a single document. The other folders have like a lot of files probably. Well, you haven't clicked them yet. A lot of files per hour. So the first one you click, it was just a single like Word document, and it, except for not Word because you need Word to open Word. But you know what I mean.
It's LibreOffice, yeah.
Yep. And it just detailed everything that had happened. And then this one's kind of the same. It's just his theories. He wrote out how he ruled out some of the other stuff that he thought might have happened. He's like, it's not a different dimension because he's in a different body. And there's the other memories. He ruled out being body snatched because he would be the one doing the body snatching and probably didn't happen. Lands on time travel based on like whatever, and he explains that. And he thinks that the machine that your dad was in, that Dusty was in, went back to Dusty's most traumatic, like, or Dusty had said he relived his most traumatic memory.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, Radford puts death of Roger Clean 2040.
It all started in 2040? Okay. So time, go to timeline and I basically see.
Yeah, so you basically see. You basically see him detailing like the differences he remembers versus like how it happened. He mentions that in his memories, Dusty was Speed Demon for like a day. He talks about his costume as Speed Demon, and he talks about the costume. Bad timeline Radford remembers at Speed Demon, and they're like completely different, and also the skill set, he talks about the different powers that he had. He talks about how their first meeting went down, what was different about that, how them getting together took longer in this timeline, although Dusty didn't know either way because he's a dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not detailed, but yeah, and it just like goes through and like key differences. He wouldn't mention the fight because he doesn't remember that, or other Radford doesn't remember that. Basically give you the bits and pieces of the timeline I sent you in text. The ones that he remembers, and then also some of the older stuff too that you wouldn't.
All right, she is going to safely close out everything.
Mm-hmm.
Remove the disk safe following the proper procedure. There's that
yep,
and stow it all. I think there's like a little compartment in her arms that opens up.
Yeah,
and she just stows it away in there before that closes back up.
Oh, that is a key thing. So the time machine theories mention 2040 being Dusty's worst moment, and the differences Radford noticed started in 2041 whenever they met.
So 2040, 2041 is when the differences start. I know you're just going along with this, but thank you. Even if it doesn't matter to you, it matters to me.
Hey, and it matters to me too, Ron says and pats you on the back.
You're still here? I'm sorry. No, that came off a lot ruder than I thought.
I mean, I dashed away to not get flailed by tentacles, but...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Ron. Thank you. God. Mm. We were such good nemesis back in the other timeline.
We were nemesises?
Nemesis? You spoiled the Sonic the Earth. You know Scourge? Your mentor?
Yeah, she's my mentor.
Yeah, she's Sonic the Urchin. You spoiled her movie for me. Tough fight, used and super speed.
That was enough for us to be nemesis?
You kind of rolled Nemesis? With it. You rolled with it. It's nemesis positive. Except, you know, group of friends. God, I'm a messy bitch in both. I'm a messy bitch now that I think about it. Anyway.
Yes, you are.
Oh. You're back.
Derogatory, apparently.
Yeah.
Hey, Alpha, all right?
They need time to heal and process. They will be back. They are a part of the plan. Now, what is this trauma pod, and what should the battery be?
if you're convinced, if you're not going to question that I'm delusional or whatever. It's a pod that takes it. You put one person in the trauma side, and it goes to their earliest traumatic most traumatic memory. So for my dad, it's when he killed a guy back in 2040. And that's...
There's probably like a footnote there, like, sorry, if you didn't already, or if you already had ideas about your dad, sorry, or something like that, to soften the blow just slightly.
You learn new things about your parents. So we need him to go back, unless he had an earlier traumatic event, or unless we can find an adult with the most traumatic event around that time. But I'm not really going to be doing auditions to be like, what was the defining trauma of your life and when did it take place?
So if one parent is traumatized and can go back, in theory, we could use your other as a backup.
Yes, we could use Dadford as...
You don't know when his most traumatic memory... I mean, Chell does, but...
She doesn't know either, but...
Alice doesn't know.
But
it is just a theory.
We only get one shot at it. I mean, I don't know how far many people can go back, but... I don't know if it's a one-way trip either, so I don't want to ask anyone else to take this risk.
Whatever.
Yes, thank you, Thomas.
What is a Thomas? And a tentacle goes out to just, like, poke the shoulder.
Currently very tired and shaky.
Ah, there.
What's happening right now? Are, like, tentacles doing things?
You're being patted on the shoulder. There's very insincere comforting that's going on. Like, tired and shaky. Ah, okay. Cool. You do you. We should go somewhere safer to discuss. If you're tired, you may need to rest. Which is good, because I have a spare bed. Can't bring myself to use it. Come. To the safer places.
I'm not going to your room. I'm going to find somewhere that no one will find me.
Alice, are you going with Flaxen?
Like, we don't have any clear plan of what the next move is to be. There was just a ton of exposition and...
Yeah, who's going where? And then we're gonna end it. Like, where do you want to end tonight?
Basically, Thomas is going to find a tree and make a nest up there, so that he is out in the open, up above a lot of things, and not in a confined space.
Okay. Alice?
I think she will go down with Flaxen, because to make a plan. She still trusts Flaxen, apparently.
Okay. And we'll go with you if he's invited. Or, like, if you don't stop him. He's planning on going with you to help.
If he tries anything funny, he can be stopped.
That's where we end it. We have a panel of Alice entering the depths of the library bunker. We have a panel of Alpha rigorously working at his desk.
I have a specific detail, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes, no, do it.
So there's two pages kind of spread out of his sketchbook in front of him. And on the left page, the top of it is just personal statement with two underlines under it. And on that page, just sketched out quickly, are the words, I am. And then the rest of it is blank. And on the right page, Alpha is working on his webcomic.
I love Alpha. I would die for him, and I would kill for him.
And you would kill him, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Emotionally.
I will kill with Alpha.
Did you want to add any... Okay, so yeah, we have the Alice panel. Did you want to add anything to that? Like, you're just walking
with Ron. Yeah, she's walking with Ron. She sees Thomas leave, and as they're going into the depths before they are out of sight, she just, like, takes Ron's hand again.
Okay. And then we have Alpha with the personal statement, I am, and the webcomic on the other side at his desk. Then we have Flaxen leading Alice and Ron to the secret bunker. Do you want to add anything?
Into the depths.
Into the depths.
And then before it's the door of the bunker, we turn and go under the bottom two shelves of a bookcase. To the secret conference room that has tables and a chair.
That Granny Melinda does not know about.
It's hard for her to bend down and get through to here.
Mm-hmm. Why are there two?
Well, she also specifically does not know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a scene of Thomas in his tree nest in an open space.
He, like, goes through a garbage can and collects a bunch of trash. Mm-hmm. And flies that up to the top of a tree and, like, asphyxes it to the top and, like, ends up kind of curled around the main, like, trunk and covers himself in his weird varsity jacket, which doesn't belong to any particular school.
Mm-hmm.
And as he tries to get some sleep, it begins raining very slightly on him.
The heroes are Matt, Chell, Lily, and Frindical. Jimmy was done by Shannon, and editing and producing was done by Chell. The tracks used in this episode are Enemy Spotted by Jess, who you can find on Twitter at @roadkill_ghost, and Fire Away, instrumental by Forget the Whale, which is licensed under Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License and is from freemusicarchive.org. Thank you to Ray Calidus for making her art. You can find her over at Calligraphy Inc. on Twitter or calligraphyinc.com. If you like what you heard, leave a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice. For more shows like us, check out the Imaginary Broadcast Network. And remember, it's as real as you want it to be.
My poor baby boy!
You say that about every character.
Yeah,
We're all baby boys. Except for Speed Demon,
except for Speed Demon, who's baby girl coded.
Right.
Okay. Little bitch. Alright. And
if you think about it, that's kind of synonymous with baby girl.
Okay. Hey.
Alright, so we have those four panels, and that is the end of that issue.
Gonna accidentally hear some smooches.
Yeah. They just start fucking.
They just start fucking.
Alright, let's calm down now, because I'm about to...
Tight chip.
Alright.
Don't be sorry. Fuck you, Craig. Don't be sorry. It's all good.
Hello, Craig.
You should
Unlike
be sorry.
Some of these other people,
you
I
should be sorry.
Like
yeah.
Well, and when you eventually take over the world, Craig, remember I was your only ally.
Honestly, if the Summer Island
Craig,
game
make
fired,
it swift and painful.
If the Summer Island game fired too close together to the sessions, we might end the world through pure, like, gay shit. really for everyone's safety that we played this on 9. Oh my god. I forgot it's 9/11.
How could you forget? That's the first rule of 9/11.
9/11 is this generation's Alamo.
Says
everyone's
Matt,
forget.
Forgot.
Yeah.
Matt sent me a message and was like, when are we playing next again? I'm like, how dare you? It's the day you can never forget.
Baby man.
How about masks time? How do you feel about that?
Nah, that sounds dumb.
Stopping 9/11 jokes is like my personal 9/11.
Oh no.
Everyone, if time dot is up.
You can't stop the 9/11 joke. There's too many of them.
There's two.
A second joke has hit the group chat.
So look, we're gonna go at 24/11.
I'm just saying we can't. We did cancel Eidolon, so Bethany South Tower is not here.
Spring Hill does not know God.
Parentheses library open on Sunday.
Bags haven't been invented yet. Wait, no, that's a different game.
That's a wrong overused joke.
Bags have not been invented yet in the future.
No, please.
We lost them. We lost them in the great bag fire of 2040.
Just took me back.
They just poured me to death.
That's awful. That's disgusting. I love that. And for one, and you know, I love the state fair, but that's disgusting.
Pumpkin spice lot beef.
We got the beans.
The difference between the good timeline and the bad timeline is, in the good timeline, all the food at the state fair is on a stick, but in the bad timeline, all the food at the state fair is in a cup.
Gross.
Ugh.
That's
pizza candy. In a cup!
Actually, that sounds tasty. Just
it's blended, yeah.
10 out of 10 would eat.